In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, may you speak to us, you, O Lord, the King of Kings. Amen. It just felt like singing that song. And I think the world needs to hear that Jesus is the King of Kings. We need to re-echo that song. We need to re-echo that message in our world that is increasingly becoming divisive. Today is Christ the King Sunday. It is a special day in the church's year. Through the year, we have been hearing the stories about the ministry and life of Jesus Christ. Our journey has taken us through many different landscapes. We have heard the extraordinary stories of what Jesus said and how he healed the sick and how he reached out to the most unlikely members of society. We have heard stories, retold the stories, relating to Christ's valley of temptation, how he was tempted, how he was betrayed. We have also told stories about his death on a cross, stories of resurrection with power, his ascension, the coming of the Holy Spirit. We have also said and told stories about the imminent return of Christ as King and Judge. And because we have this vision of Christ as King, we are inspired to return next Sunday for the Advent Sunday and again begin another journey. A journey that will lead us into preparing the way for the Lord. Lordship, as we read and sang in our hymns, is inseparably linked to the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. The text before us makes this clear. Paul said, "Therefore God has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every other name, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow, of those in heaven and those on earth and of those under the earth, and that every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." As we sang earlier, Jesus came from heaven to earth, was conceived in a virgin's womb, was born in Bethlehem, lived a perfect life. He died on a cross, an atoning sacrificial death, was buried in a tomb, was raised victoriously, and ascended into heaven to occupy his throne in glory, where God has highly exalted him and given him the name that is above every name, the name that is above every name. And I think we need to capture this vision as God's people. We need to capture the vision of who we are and whose we are. Lordship was at the very heart of Jesus' redemptive work on the cross. As a minister, it is my privilege, and I really consider it a privilege to preach and teach what the Bible says, or what I believe the Bible says, or what I'm inspired to believe that the Bible says about serving God, witnessing, mission, and soul winning. It is my privilege to also preach and teach about stewardship of time, of talent and treasure, and other aspects of Christian responsibility. Again, drawing from my own personal journey and work with God over the years. However, I believe strongly that if the Christian has settled the lordship issue, then all other issues in his or her life are also settled. If we are able to settle who we are and whose we are, which again draws attention to the lordship issue, then every other thing is settled. We will not need long sermon on giving of our time, our talent, and our resources. Because we know who we are and whose we are. We know that what we have is not ours, it belongs, it is given to us. Our life is a gift. Whatever we have is a gift from God. We wouldn't need long sermons on that. Once the lordship issue is settled in the life of a believer, every other thing is settled. Abraham Kuyper quotation, which I always refer to as one of my favorites, it comes from a speech that he once gave before university audience in Amsterdam. He was arguing that scholarship is an important form of Christian discipleship. Since scholarship deals with God's world, it has to be done in such a way that it honors Christ. That was his argument. Scholarship, our work, our life should be done in ways that honor Christ. Kuyper concluded with this ringing proclamation. There is no one square inch of the entire creation about which Jesus Christ does not cry out, "This is mine, this belongs to me." There is no square inch of creation where Christ does not cry out saying, "This is mine, this belongs to me." And so no aspect of creation is left out of the domain of Christ. There's no profession in which Christ is fenced out. You know, growing up at those very early stages, there were professions that in Sunday school or growing up, we were falsely meant to understand or to understand that, you know, if we're going to be a true believer, we didn't need to go into that. But there's no square inch of life. There's no profession that is outside the frame of God's control. And that is why we enter into vocation, we enter into our profession, into our jobs, with the understanding that Christ is already present in those places. As Lord Jesus Christ deserves reverence, he deserves our honor, he deserves our obedience because of the glory that was bestowed upon him by the Father. We are to take the same mind of obedience that Jesus himself had. We as followers of Christ must acknowledge him in all of our ways. The lordship of Christ should be seen in the context of our home life. We should be excited before our children for being believers. We should be enthusiastic about our faith. It shouldn't be hidden. We should have the courage to speak about Christ in our families. It should be seen in our workplace. The lordship of Christ should be seen in our classroom and the neighborhood. We need to know who we are and whose we are without necessarily imposing our faith, our will, our views on others. But we cannot as well shy away from living out who we are. We need to see it in our attitude towards position. The lordship of Christ should be seen in the context of our attitude towards position, what we have, our obligations and responsibilities. It should also be seen in the way we use our time and talents. The lordship of Jesus has both future and present relevance in our lives. There is coming a day, like we sang, when every person who has ever lived will bow and acknowledge that Jesus Christ is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. But for the Christian, That great confession should be an everyday reality. It is not something we wait for and say until it comes. We live in the reality of the kingdom now and await the fulfillment of the kingdom in the future. As Christians, we should live moment by moment in faithful submission to the Lordship of Christ. We should always ask ourselves, what would Christ do if he were in this situation? The Lordship of Jesus Christ involves willing service. It involves willing service. There must be a time in our lives when we, like the prophet Isaiah, are willing to say, "Here I am, send me." We live in a broken world, a world that is needing our response. The Christian life requires our response to the three A's of Christian service: anywhere, anytime, and any cost. Few years ago, when I was licensed to be a minister, and I happened to be the first, the missionaries established what is now called the Presbyterian Church of Nigeria. It used to be called the Church of Scotland Mission in 1927 in our little community. And it was in 2001 that I was licensed as the first minister from the community. And during the licensing, that was majorly the first licensing that our congregation had witnessed after many years. And during that licensing, I was asked these seven heart-searching questions. And as I was answering those questions, my mom bursted into tears. She cried aloud in the congregation, and many others joined to cry because the questions were really heart-searching. And they never knew what I was signing up for. Now, it was until the day I was about leaving to the place where I was posted to, and I went into my room in my father's house and looked around. I never understood the reality of what it was all about that I had signed up for. When I looked at my shelf, my bed, and everything, and I saw my wee bag that I was going to take away. And it just occurred to me that from that day, I was never going to have that place as my permanent room. And I was going to a place where I never knew somebody. I was going to a place where I hadn't been to. And I was going to a place from which I was going to move to another place, and only God knew where and how that movement was going to be. At that time, it never occurred to me I'll step my feet in Scotland. And when we left Scotland in 2011, I never knew we were going to come back to Scotland and to Carluke. But we signed up for it. Here am I, Lord, send me. It is not just for the minister, it is for members of congregation, our willingness and our openness to God's direction, to God's leading, to opportunities of reaching out to community, to people. There are different people that God bring to our way, that God positioned in our lives, that we might become means of blessing to them. It is our openness to saying to the Lord, "Here I am, send me. I am willing to be an agent of reconciliation. I am willing to be an agent of love to the community, to the world. I am willing to be a blessing to many." And we need to come to a time like that in our own lives where we can say, "Here I am, Lord, send me. Use me. I am only an instrument in your hand." We need to come to that point. Christ the King not only sends us, and that is really the beauty. He's not just the sending God that says, "Go," but he says, "Lo, I am with you till the close of the age." He doesn't just send us and stay back. And that is really the assurance we've had over the years since we first, you know, since I first left my father's house. Christ, who sends, also goes with us. He walks with us and reaches out to us with his hand every step along the way. And so as we begin yet another journey from next Sunday, we will walk through planes of ordinary day-to-day living and up to our high places of good news and joy. There will be times in the journey when we'll get lost or discouraged or even confused. And those are the very times when we need the vision of Christ the King to give purpose and meaning to our journey. Today, as we celebrate the eternal presence of Christ the King, let us pray that his Spirit will bring us peace, will bring us hope, will bring us joy, and whatever else our hearts need for the journey that lies ahead. Amen.